Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, November 1st, 2019. You may notice on the podcast today, it's Annie's birthday. We're going to talk about Annie's birthday. There's going to be some mention of Annie's birthday. There's a little bit of Annie's birthday, maybe some talk of her plans for her birthday, and then we'll probably mention again that it's Annie's birthday. Did I mention it was Annie's birthday? Well, it was quite the week on the show. Quite the week on the show, Kennedy.
Go on.
Producer Dan and his family got a puppy.
I know.
That weighs 462 pounds, and he's like 8 days old. Kennedy is a terrible date.
Fact.
And you may have heard, it's Annie's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Bam, 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 bam!
What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. the birthday boy.
You know.
A.k.a. Lil Stegosaurus.
Okay.
A.k.a. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out. Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly wrap, and we back with your regular. Annie's birthday's today. Guess I should mention her. Think she would let this slide? Not a chance. Oh, shoot. Must have left the streamers in my other pants. At a glance, it's a great day, potentially. But I don't know. You a whole quarter century. Mentally, it's gotta be wearing upon your brain. When you wake up, your knees go creak. It ain't the same. Used to hit the stanky leg, walk it out. Nowadays, you don't know the dances they talking about. I don't know all this Gen Z lingo. You a hair away from Murder, She Wrote in Bingo. Pass it off, someone else got the juice now. You'll start saying, oh my god, this bar is too loud. And TikTok, why they singing all the time? Back in my day, we had this thing called Vine. Each line I rhyme is hitting you kinda true. Already in bed by 8, what can you do? Sick as the flu when I spit with the bars now. But hey, at least you can rent a car now. And silver lining, just to prove I ain't starting, you're still only half as old as Carson. That ain't a bargain, but hey, it's something though. We have my puppy in the studio, we call him Bo. You ought to know, every nerve, he tests them all. He Miley Cyrus, he comes in like a wrecking ball. I don't know what this dog ate before me, but he's the size of Falcor from Never Ending Story. And we thought it would be cool to let him loose, have him get in on the wedding pool. We let a treat touch his whiskers, sent him down the hall towards all three of our pictures. He got the scent, he coming fast, understand me? Matter of fact, he straight bowled over Annie. Understand, I treat this dog like royalty, still went to my picture first. Where's your loyalty? Before I go, let me stick with it. Casino guy and Kennedy is still kicking it. No Pele, but they closer than they say. So Kennedy came in screaming, Mayday. So Fleetwood Mac had a blast out the gate. Then she said, guys, I think I'm a bad date. But wait, how'd you come to that little nugget? You know the concert I left in the middle of it? Like in public, you just ditched him on the spot? You know I turned into a pumpkin past 10 o'clock. My man probably thought he was getting laid. Hit you with that late night text like you should have stayed. Morning show life ain't always smooth as red wine. Want a date us and accommodate our bedtimes. I know it's not always easy, but it's worth it. We're funny.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm on, everybody. Have a great weekend.
I am personally victimized by your weekly wrap up.
Form a line.
Woo. Honestly. Shots fired.
That one's going in the Hall of Fame.
Producer Dan and the weekly wrap-up happens every Friday at about this time. And if you ever miss it, we do put it up in the podcast, which you can get the iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So it used to be back in the day, new music would come out. And you'd go to the record store and there'd be the new release section.
The record store.
Right? It happened every Friday. There'd be new music. And you'd go in there and you'd listen to it and you'd have to decide.
Little listening stations you could put the headphones on.
Wow. Did you want the maxi single?
Gather around, millennials. Let me tell you of the store of the record store.
Do you want the cassette single?
Yeah.
Right? The record, the 12-inch dance remix, which I was always buying.
Give me a 45.
Right, a 45. So we don't get to really judge music anymore.
Well, that's not true.
Well, it's true, actually. We do it off the air all the time.
You just don't have to leave your house to judge music now.
That's right.
Or whenever Coldplay announces an album.
That's true, too. So we're going to introduce something new on the show. We're going to try it on Friday mornings at about this time. It is called The Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
All right, first up in the Judgment Zone, Kennedy, is Bastille. Now, you remember Bastille, right?
Of course.
They had a huge hit with this song called Pompeii.
Yep.
And then they also had the Marshmallow song, which was a big
Happier.
I like both those songs.
Right, both really good songs. So this is a new song from Bastille. This one's called Another Place, and it features Alessia Cara. I like that.
Me too.
That was easy.
Good driving in your car song. Good getting ready song.
Yeah, I feel like there's anything to judge here. Although I couldn't understand what he was saying a little bit.
That's like his voice, though. I feel like he's not an enunciator. Yeah.
Sometimes when you hear something for the first time, you don't really catch all that.
Right, so. Right.
I like both of their voices together.
Yeah.
I like it. It's
pop. Okay.
What, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all right. I wouldn't play it again.
All right. I got another one for you, Kennedy. You remember Dua Lipa?
Yeah, I love Dua Lipa.
You know that song, New Rules, right?
Yeah.
I mean... What was it? Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Not on New Rules, I got them.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, that song was playing like every 10 minutes on the radio.
I feel like it was last year.
Right. Amazingly talented young woman, new to the industry, and she has a new song. This one's called Don't Start Now. Don't show up. Don't come out.
Don't start caring about me now. Okay.
I'd like to thank you for making me remember every relationship I've ever had in my life, Dua. Thank you.
Not for me.
14 seconds. You've already decided that, Kennedy.
The words are good.
Right?
Don't show up.
Don't come
out. I like the bass in the back. Don't start caring
about me now. Oh, and the little... What was that? You know how. Don't start caring about me now. Isn't it so funny? I feel like this is what happens all the time with men and women. Like the women all automatically hear that powerful message and the guy goes, but I love that bass line.
I like a funky bass line.
It's too produced for me. I like her voice. I want to hear her sing.
All right. That is new from Dua Lipa. Don't Start Now. Our next one, Kennedy. Mm. The Script. Remember?
Great guys.
Right? Break Even.
Yes. Boy, that was the song you sang at the top of your voice when somebody hurt your heart.
Yeah. The music video.
I love that song.
I can't.
Okay, so this is their new song. This one's called Something Unreal. I'm going to need to hear more of that one.
It's a little bit like Portugal the Man, Franz Ferdinand-ish.
Yeah, it sounded more like a DJ playing somebody else's song instead of like them playing instruments.
It didn't sound like a Script song, right?
Yeah, no. Like I love when it's kind of, they're dialed back a little bit.
They're stripped down, yeah.
Yeah, not completely, but yeah, it was, yeah. What is, meh, 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 meh.
Is it a yes, a no, or a
Something unreal from the Script. All right, I got two more, Kennedy. It's the Judgment Zone. We've been pretty easy on these so far. Haven't been too bad.
Really? I feel like that's the worst thing you can do is be indifferent about something.
Remember Lights Down Low from Max?
Oh.
Love little Max actually.
This guy,
nice fella,
and is an incredible performer. He came in here and he did something I've never seen anybody do before. We had a mixed lounge right here in the conference room. And there was maybe 15 people in there. And he jumped up on the conference room table and started singing his song.
Love.
And just like dancing out of control.
Yeah. And he loves his wife.
Love.
Which is
yeah,
really
his wife tours
to
with him. Yeah. So, okay. So that's his old song. This is his new song. It features Chromeo.
He must be a DJ, yeah.
Oh, so I thought usually it's the other way around. Like it's the DJ featuring the singer. But
not when you're Max.
Not when you're Max. All right. And this one's called Checklist.
It sounds like the Jonas Brothers.
Absolutely not.
I liked it.
That was my favorite one so far.
Yeah, I have to agree. That's just fun.
I don't know what you guys are listening to. One, two, three. You can't tell me what you need, baby, take it.
ABC, you make it look so easy on the guest list. We'll put you on the guest list, Annie.
No, thank you. Not in that club.
Max doesn't want you to come anyway.
Are you sure about that, Dan?
Max did not put you on the guest list.
All right. One more for the Judgment Zone. New Music Friday. Who can forget Dean Lewis, right?
Boy.
Dan just stood up straight there.
Dean
he
Lewis.
Loves that
this,
Dean Lewis.
Dan just gasped.
I love Dean Lewis.
Okay, so that's his song, Be All Right, which obviously we're still playing right now. Very popular song. He has a new song, and this one is with a DJ as well. It's a very popular thing to have a DJ on your yeah. on your.
Who's
track.
The DJ?
Martin Garrix.
Oh, that was a big part of my EDM club kid days. That okay. man drops a bass.
This one's called Used to Love. Martin Garrix featuring Dean Lewis. We can't go back to the way that we used to love. Never a pie still running through my blood. We can't go back to the way that we used to love. Oh, we didn't get the drop.
Where's the beat?
We didn't get the drop. I need to hear the drop.
I'm waiting for it.
When that beat dropped, though.
When the beat drops.
Because I think I was going to like it.
That one kind of just sat there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't get to...
We were on, like when you're
yeah,
on the roller coaster
it was
and you're
like
going
the up part.
And, it was
and
going,
then
click,
we just we got
click,
off
click,
the ride.
Click, click.
And we're just all sitting around going, oh, that roller coaster sucked.
We're privy to some very short snippets.
Right. Okay. So
it's the best we can do, kids. What do you want? We can't go
back to the way that like his voice.
Yeah, he does sound good.
That's definitely the background music to every
goes.
EDM song ever.
Here it
goes.
It's coming. We don't have that part of the song.
When the sneeze gets stuck
yes,
in your nose.
Used to Love, Martin Garrix featuring Dean Lewis. Yes, Kennedy.
Carson, the people like it. From the 508. Judgment Zone, fantastic. Reminds me of my days at the wall listening to CDs.
Okay.
Kicks Friday Free For All's booty. From the 617. Ooh, I love this new segment.
All right.
Hey, so quick question. Out of all those, which one was your favorite?
Ooh.
Like, we got to pick a favorite, I think.
Oh, man.
I just don't remember
them. Yeah, I know. I have to go back and listen.
See, you don't even. Isn't that
I'm
amazing?
I'm sitting with the Dua Lipa. I like the Dua Lipa.
You like the Dua Lipa?
I do. Don't come out. Like, I just picture me getting ready to go out. Like I go out.
I don't know, to be honest with
you. What was the first one?
My
Best
favorite
deal,
one
right?
was this one, actually.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
When the
Friday
beat
morning
drops.
Means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
All right, I think we're going to try this again next Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get the clips a little bit longer if we can. That's the only thing I could say that will make it a little bit better.
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, intern Justin, make the clips longer. There, fix that problem.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is time for headphone karaoke.
I'm so excited.
It is Annie's birthday, and she's like, hey, can we do headphone karaoke? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever you want to do. It's your birthday. We're here for you.
Thank you.
So they have decided they're going to do a song together, Annie and producer Dan.
Yes.
And then Kennedy, you and I are going to do a song together. That's Kennedy true. Went to a concert last night.
I did. And do I get to say it yet?
With Casino Guy. No, don't say it yet. Keep it a surprise.
Dude, it's enough with the surprise. I don't understand. Why is theirs not and ours is a surprise? Why?
Because I said so. Doesn't that explain everything?
No.
Annie, by the way, is wearing a birthday ribbon.
I am.
It says, what does it say?
Today is all about me, Carson.
Shocker.
I noticed when I got into work today, there was your office chair was covered in balloons and streamers.
Yep.
All sorts of great stuff. Annie's 25 years old today. What a year. What a year.
Baby.
25. Okay, here we go.
Whenever... We're on the Insta Live if you want to watch.
All right.
Are we going first?
Yes. Why don't you guys go first?
Okay. Dan, you ready?
Yeah, kick it.
Will you tell everybody what you're doing?
Oh, okay. We are doing A Whole New World, one of Dan's favorites.
Yes, from the classic motion picture, Aladdin. The first one, not the new one.
No, we're going old school.
Can show you the worlds, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But now from way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
I'm in a whole new world.
Unbelievable sights.
Unbelievable.
Indescribable feelings.
Yeah.
Soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
100,000
Hold your breath, it gets
see.
Better.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back from where I used
to
be.
New world. Yeah. I think we've given them enough.
Oh, wow.
Woo! Wow, Annie, wow. Getting them high notes,
what
baby.
What a performance.
Yeah, I felt that
so
in my soul.
Annie and producer Dan, headphone
wow.
karaoke.
You all right?
It's
my best friend, man.
A whole new world. Relationship goals, Kennedy. Relationship goals. Oh, wow. Dan has been waiting to do that his entire life.
I have been training since I was like 8.
I love it so much, Dan. Don't ever change. I feel like we need a Disney Friday.
A text from the 774. Hey, Matthew Reed mentioned there was a big announcement around this time. Is that going to happen? Yes, that will happen as soon as we are done here with headphone karaoke. We do have a surprise for you. Another text from the 978. Poor Aladdin.
Stop it right now.
Don't you dare say that.
All right,
that.
Kennedy went to a concert last night with Casino Guy.
I did. I went to the Encore.
Yes.
We saw B-52s.
Yes, you did.
It was amazing.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
It is Love Shack featuring me and Kennedy. If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Stop.
Love Shack.
15 miles to the Love Shack.
Oh, I was
You're
close.
Off.
Yeah, probably.
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway.
Gosh, she sounds good. Yeah, you do.
Looking for a love getaway. Headed for the love getaway.
And it's big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the Love Shack.
Getaway.
I got me a Chrysler. It seats about
getaway.
20. So hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby. Love Shack. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack.
Love Shack,
baby. Shack. Love Shack.
Sign says,
Woo!
Stay away, fools, 'cause love rules. at the Love Shack.
Well, it's set way back in the middle of a field, just a funky old shack, and I gotta get back. Glitter on the mattress.
Yeah, there is.
Glitter on the highway. Oh. Maybe a little. Glitter on the front porch. Glitter on the highway.
Everybody sing.
The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. I'm exhausted.
All right, you
Love
gave the people enough.
We've done enough.
You gave the people enough. Give them a break.
Woo! Woo! Can't wait to watch that back.
Oh my gosh, what a performance.
Please text in and who you think won.
This wasn't a competition, Dan.
Yes, it's always a competition.
Y'all, I know who won. It ain't us. It ain't us.
What are
Dan,
you talking
your
about?
Your performance was amazing. And Annie, hitting high notes I didn't know you had.
Did I really?
Annie, you were magnificent.
Fantastic. From the 978, maybe next time, Kennedy, sing it alone.
From the 339, I just turned on the radio. What the F is happening?
That sounds about right. That's very on brand for us.
From the 508, I woke up with no power. I got in the car. I really wish I still had no power.
Ow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So excited it is Friday.
Who isn't?
Right? You know?
If you're not, you're weird.
Well, it's not because it's Friday and it's the weekend and we have the next couple of days off. It's just because this is the day that I get to be nosy and find out what you're doing this weekend, Kennedy.
This is the day you get to be nosy, please.
That's every day. Every single day.
What are you doing this weekend, Kennedy?
You know, I have nothing on my calendar, which, as you know me, is very rare.
Finishing unpacking in the new place.
So yeah, I'm
going to
finish unpacking, and I think I'm going to paint my chairs.
Mm-hmm. She showed me some paint samples. And I got to tell you, I think Kennedy might be colorblind. You might need to go see a doctor.
No, I wanted them to be very colorful and weird. So each chair is going to be a different color.
I love that.
Yeah, it's full 80s. Just full 80s.
No.
Just.
Yeah, there was a pink in there I hadn't seen since Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yep.
There was. I was suggesting maybe just because Kennedy's going to do the four chairs in different colors.
Yeah.
And then trying to figure out what to do the table
I know
as.
What to do with the table, yeah.
And I think it should be a mural of you.
No, that's okay.
I love that.
Right?
Nobody wants to eat off my face.
Which is exactly why it should be a mural of you. All right, well.
Like I'm having people over.
Check one for the good guys.
Well, I have a big weekend, Kennedy.
Oh, do you know?
Yes.
Tell me
oh, my God.
Your
a big, big weekend. First of all, tonight I'm going to dinner with a large group of friends.
I'm sorry.
Some of them I don't even know.
Oh.
So, a friend of ours and his fiancée, they are newly engaged. They want a charity dinner to Prezza.
Ooh,
in
nice.
The North End, which to me could be the best restaurant in the North
it's
End.
Delicious.
Oh my gosh. It's
espresso martinis all day long.
Oh, is that what to get at
yes.
the end? All right. I will definitely think about that. And then we are going to, after that, slide over to the House of Blues for the Andy Grammer concert.
You are?
Yes.
I love Andy.
Do you want to meet us?
Maybe.
I know somebody.
No, I'm going to
And I could get you
fight.
I could get you some tickets. His name is Andy. And he sings.
Oh, did you just give him a call?
I did. I texted Andy and I was like, hey, I'm coming to your show.
Stop.
He's like, who is this?
He did.
Don't text us
new phone, who this?
I just love him so
He's
much.
He's the best.
So we're going to do that. That's just Friday. Oh. I mean, that's enough for the entire weekend.
You're right. That
right.
would exhaust me.
Yeah, I will need a nap at some point today. And then, and I have to go get a new outfit today as well.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Because,
for what?
Well, because tomorrow is mom prom. Tomorrow night.
Oh, right.
Charlestown Mothers Association, once a year, we have a huge gala. 250 people.
Yeah.
Producer Dan is DJ.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Celebrity DJ. It's a big deal.
Yeah. City Winery. I've never even been to City Winery.
You're going
yet.
To love it. It's a great space
and
to have an event.
It's the one night a year that we all get dressed up.
So, do you wear tuxes or?
Not quite tux, but it's like tie, sport coat, and my wife bought me a bow tie for our anniversary.
Oh, right.
And so I'm going to go today and get an outfit for the bow tie. Yes.
I will be in my finest Kohl's attire.
Yes. I told Dan,
wrong with Kohl's.
You know that one really nice outfit you have? You should wear it.
His one suit.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody really needs... nice to stretch in it. You know that one that is passable sometimes at weddings?
All you need is one suit.
Yes.
Really.
So that is quite the Saturday as well.
You're a busy man.
Yes.
And on Sunday you rest?
rest.
And on Sunday, it'll be at church begging for forgiveness for all the mistakes I made on Friday and Saturday.
I have one question.
Yes, Dan.
Throughout all of this, how long will you keep this glorious mustache on your face?
Oh,
Please keep it.
Don't. Well, Kennedy has offered me $100 to keep the pencil-thin, awkward mustache for mom prom.
I don't care what you do with it after that.
And it was quite a hit last night while we were out trick-or-treating because I wasn't wearing a costume and just had this mustache. And I must have had 50 people say to me, what are you doing?
Right.
And I was like,
that's bold.
It's terrifying. I would say that to him.
But if somebody came up to me and said, yes, but it's us.
They pay us to say stuff like that.
This is you and me. I've known you 20 years of my life. No, I mean, like, just, you know, if somebody came up and said that to me, I'd be like, ouch. Are you okay?
Mom, who hurt you?
Mom, come and pick me up.
And I said, yeah, I wore it for my costume today at work. And they, did you go as Hitler? And I was like, oh,
whoa.
My gosh.
Okay, it's not even close
it's
to that.
It's not the short one.
And then somebody else has said that pedophile. I'm like, what are you guys?
What is wrong with your friends?
I know, they are
maybe
wonderful,
wonderful
people.
Maybe you don't
need to
go to President Night.
Right? I was going to say it's like a Super Troopers vibe.
That is it, too.
I didn't jump to Hitler.
It's not that magnificent.
No. Someone was saying David Spade yesterday. They didn't
David
have the heart
Spade,
to tell
true.
You, but you were giving David Spade vibes.
Annie, how about you this weekend? What are you doing real quick?
Oh, well, funny you should ask.
What's going on?
Because today is my day of birth.
Oh.
I am 25 years old.
Hey, quarter century years old.
Quarter century. It's all over but the crying.
Wow.
So today, my dad and I swim every year on my birthday. We go down to the beach at the end of my street. Mm-hmm. We started doing this when I was in like fifth grade.
Did you do that this morning?
No.
Oh.
After we're going to do it at like 1 o'clock this afternoon because that's when the tides high. So we're doing that.
Right.
And then I'm going to go get my hair cut, get my eyebrows done. And then I'm going to get beer towers at a bar in Quincy. You guys are all invited. The beer tower is just for me, though. Get your own. I'm having a personal one. And then tomorrow, I don't really know what I'm going to do during the day, kind of whatever I want. And then tomorrow night, we're going to go out in Southie. I already talked to the lady that owns the restaurant. I said, I'm just going to let you know I'm coming in like a hurricane. I'm going to bring some people. They're pretty rowdy, but I'm giving you a heads up. And she was like, awesome.
Producer Dan, how about you this weekend? Other than your celebrity DJ status for mom prom on Saturday, what are you doing?
Yeah, outside of that, I'm going to a comedy show tonight at the Wilbur.
Oh, who's playing?
Jim Jefferies.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, he's funny. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm going with a buddy of mine who I've been real good friends with for a long time, but mm-hmm. we're adults now and he lives far away.
Right.
So we see each other like twice a year.
That's awesome.
Did you get a hotel room so you can stay down there and party it up?
Oh, no, but I bought the ticket, so that's his cue that he's the DD.
Do you never Uber into the city? Do you always drive?
I don't know. That's a lot of dough for me.
All right. Good enough.
Yep. There and back.
Right.
Gotcha.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.